But one thing that really symbolizes our freedom is the flag of America. And I found out that there is a proper way of folding this flag. And it consists of 13 folds. And so what we want to do this morning is we want to speak of every fold that we'll see this morning and the meaning of the fold for you and I this day. I'm going to ask for everyone to please stand and join us as we begin by singing God Bless America. You may be seated. As I said earlier, a lot of us really do not know or didn't know that the flag in each fold has a specific meaning for you and I. And this is what we want to talk about this morning. Church, I believe that we in America, we're taking many things for granted. Our freedom, one of them. And I think we need to find ourselves in remembrance of what this flag really means for you and I. First fold. The first fold of our flag is the symbol of life. We see that in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it. In addition, God, when he looked at his creation, he uttered a word that for you and I speaks volumes. He said, that which I created is good. And then when he created man, he said, that which I created is very good. So in the heart of God, when he looked at his creation, he saw that it was good. So the first fold of the flag symbolizes our awareness of the precious gift of life, so freely given to us by the creator of this universe and offered to us through his son, Jesus. The life of this great country of ours is seen in the flag. The life of every born-again believer that we have here this morning is seen through the cross. Both lives were given by the Father, which is in heaven. Second fold. The second fold symbolizes the Christian belief in eternal life. The book of John tells us this, and all of you know this scripture, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, as Christians, this is why we accepted Christ Jesus into our lives. Not only the forgiveness of sins, but everlasting life. And even though we live on this earth today, we as born-again believers, we know that what follows after this life is something incredibly better than what we are experiencing now. And that is what you and I need to proclaim throughout wherever we may go. And that is through our words and our actions, the eternal life that was given to you and I through Christ Jesus. So the second fold is a symbol of our belief in that gift, the gift of eternal life. The third fold. The third fold honors and remembers the veterans in our midst who gave a portion of their lives for the defense of this country, so that you and I may enjoy the freedom that you and I enjoy this morning. This is illustrated this morning by a salute to the fallen.
It is the faithfulness of an almighty, loving God that has blessed us in our brightest moments and sustained us in our darkest hours. It is the faithfulness of an almighty, loving God that has helped us survive our prosperity and endure our poverty. It is the faithfulness of an almighty, loving God that brings us comfort in the face of staggering loss. We salute our heroes who return from the battlefields that now exist both here and abroad. We remember and revere those who did not return. Throughout the history of this nation, there have been many that have bravely given their lives to preserve, protect, and defend the essentials of freedom. They are fellow citizens who died for the principles and values we should strive to live by. They wore the uniforms of the military, firefighters, police, nurses, and doctors. They were construction workers, business people, civil servants, and volunteers. People from all walks of life who found themselves in the grip of crisis and rose to greatness. They are Americans. They are family, friends, and neighbors. We know them. We love them. We miss them. From the very foundations of this republic, our citizens have offered the sacrifice that freedom requires. From the very foundations of the republic, we have honored those who cherish liberty more than life. Less than a century into our nation's independence, our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, spoke of this sacrifice and devotion. The time, November 19, 1863. The event, the dedication of a national cemetery. The place, a little-known village in southern Pennsylvania called Gettysburg. The words, few, but forever inscribed on the heart of a grateful nation. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation.
Conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of
that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that
that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this, but in a larger sense,
we cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
It is for us, the living rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is, rather, for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion,
that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom,
and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. There is no greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friends. Let us stand in silence to honor our mothers and fathers, wives and husbands, sisters and brothers, daughters and sons, our family, neighbors and friends, who gave the last full measure of devotion. We remember, we must never forget.
Seated. Fourth fold. This one really speaks to you and I. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature, and it speaks of our trust in our Father, which is in heaven. It is to Him we turn for divine guidance and protection. I love the way Paul says it as he is having this conversation. And in 2 Corinthians, Jesus says this, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weaknesses. It was a case of Christ strengthening, moving in on my weaknesses. I think that you and I need to really understand what Paul is saying, because we all have weaknesses in our lives. And in this country, as well as you and I, we have sometimes our strength removed by attacks of the enemy, be it physically and or spiritually. It seems that weaknesses, our weaknesses, the country's weaknesses, at times cease to rule and reign in our lives. But yet this is exactly where our Father would have us be. As we read earlier, you see, because this is where the strength of my Father, the strength of our Lord Christ Jesus, this is when it reveals itself in your weakness. Church, it's okay to have weaknesses, provided that we turn to our strength, our Father, provided that we allow our Lord and our Savior to move through us in those times of weaknesses. I think if there's a time that this country needs to understand the fourth fold, it is today. There's a lot going on in our country, and this is the time that we need to humble ourselves, as well as individuals, but humble ourselves and say, you know, Father, I can't do this. Father, this is my weakness. Now allow for your strength to move in and allow for your strength to have its way in my life this day. Oh, Father, that we may turn to you this day as a nation and individually. Fifthfold. The fifthfold is a tribute to our great country, the United States of America. And this is where we thank all those who have given of their time, their dedication, their loyalty, so that you and I may this morning enjoy this freedom that we are experiencing right now. We'll illustrate this by the history of America.
Ladies, gentlemen, in honor of our country's birthday, we present to you
the complete history of America.
In about 5 minutes and 12 seconds.
And go!
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Land ho, I see Plymouth Rock.
Hello, natives!
How? Happy first Thanksgiving!
Wait, if we discovered America, how did you get there before us?
I don't want to be a colonist anymore.
I'm tired of all these taxes. Let's stand up to King George.
No more taxes! No more taxes!
Do you dare defy the King of England?
Give me liberty or give me death.
Traitors!
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Wait, the Beatles are here? You say you want a revolution. Well, you know.
Wrong British invasion. That's in like 2 more minutes.
Duh.
July 4th, 1776.
We mutually pledge to each other our lives.
Our fortune.
And sacred honor.
Independence Day.
America is born. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Woo woo! We did it, we did it. We beat those Brits. Now let's take the father of our country.
Ooh.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I guess you'll do.
But he's got wooden teeth.
And cut down a cherry tree.
Is this true?
I cannot tell a lie. Actually, they're all just fables.
Dude, I just purchased Louisiana from France for like $15 million. It'll like double our country's size.
Sweet.
I'm Lewis.
I'm Clark.
And I'm Sacagawea.
We'll explore the West.
And make maps.
Wait, the British are coming. They're burning down the White House.
Let it be.
Not yet, dimwit. This is only 1812. Besides, we need a patriotic anthem to boost morale.
Oh, I got one. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Remember the Alamo!
It's 1849. Let's head out to California. There's gold in them there hills.
1863, President Lincoln signs the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves.
Civil War breaks out. More than 600,000 Americans die.
67 years ago,
President Lincoln is shot by a disgruntled actor.
So the moral is, never trust an actor.
In 1876, Bell invents the telephone.
1880, Edison invents the light bulb.
1886, the Statue of Liberty is erected.
Hey, Teddy Roosevelt, ¿qué pasa? We are Spain. We're going to take over Cuba and Puerto Rico. What are you going to do about it?
Spain, come on, Rough Riders. Let's gallop up San Juan Hill and stop them. Our bully.
Aw, oh, man, I've got saddle sores. Let's try one of them horseless carriages by Henry Ford.
Baby, you can drive my car. Beep, 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 yay.
Dude, Austin, enough, dude. We've got like 100 years left and only 3 minutes to go. Come on.
World War One in 1918, the Allied forces are led to victory by the U.S. Doughboy.
Congratulations, ladies. They passed the 19th Amendment and we can finally vote.
Heck yeah. The 1920s, flappers, jazz music, and Charlie Chaplin.
This just in, Lucky Lindbergh flies solo across the Atlantic.
New York purchases Babe Ruth from Boston. Will the Red Sox ever win again?
And Albert Einstein develops the theory of relativity?
The Roaring Twenties
come to a screeching halt.
In October of 1929, the stock market crashed.
The Great Depression.
Brother, can you spare Dad?
No.
Cheer up. Roosevelt's New Deal will bring us hope.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Wait, listen on the radio. Pearl Harbor's been attacked.
December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy.
World War II. The Holocaust.
D-Day.
Hiroshima.
The greatest generation comes home.
It's you.
And the baby boom begins.
Woo! Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in baseball.
The 1950s, we're back in North Korea, but guess what's playing back at home? Rock and roll.
You ain't none but a hound dog, crying all the time. Thank you very much.
Forget the radio. What's on TV?
Lucy, you've got some splaining to do.
The vaccine for polio is discovered.
And Dr. Seuss tickles our funny bones.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
1963, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
An atheist mother convinces the Supreme Court to ban prayer in schools.
But hey, lava lamps are all the rage.
This is your old friend Ed Sullivan. Tonight we have a really big shoe. It's the British invasion all over again. Let's welcome the Beatles.
Hey, now it's you.
All right. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Daddy, why is she coming to my school?
That's because Congress passed the Civil Rights Act.
Does that mean we have to act civil?
Right.
Well, I don't like the way she looks.
I have a dream that one day our children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
This is Walter Cronkite coming to you live April 4th, 1968. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. has been shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee.
Dude, I got drafted to Vietnam.
Well, don't go. Give peace a chance. Let's go to Woodstock.
Psychedelic.
Space, the final frontier. Psh,
psh. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I am not a crook.
Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I am the greatest.
1976, happy bicentennial, America.
Disco rules.
Luke, I'm your father.
Gas prices hit an unthinkable 86 cents per gallon.
Guys, need to hurry it up.
Yeah.
The 80s. Big hair and MTV.
We are the world. We are the children.
Woo! U.S. hockey beats the Russians. Do you believe in miracles?
Arizona, Sandra Day O'Connor becomes the first woman Supreme Court justice.
Rap music comes out of the hood.
Word to your mother.
Apple and Microsoft computers hit the market.
Geeks get rich.
It's the ultimate revenge of the nerds.
No!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Ronald Reagan helps bring down the Berlin Wall and the fall of communism.
Houston, we have a problem.
Ooh, the space shuttle Challenger explodes after liftoff.
By the early 90s, cell phones and grunge music burst into the scene. So does Prozac.
Matthew Johnson brings a new face to the AIDS epidemic.
Desert Storm invades Iraq and the Persian Gulf War.
A decade of prosperity brings us into a new millennium.
George W. wins by a dangling chad over Al Gore to become our president.
I demand a recount.
September 11th, 2001, the day the world stopped turning.
America mourns the loss of thousands of innocent lives. The U.S. military heads back to Iraq to remove dictator Saddam Hussein.
In 2005, Hurricane Katrina destroys the Gulf Coast.
Thousands are displaced.
But thousands come to their rescue.
A long war on terror continues.
The economy takes a hit.
And the government offers a bailout.
An American dream is fulfilled as we elect the 44th president of the United States.
America mourns the death of the King of Pop.
April 20th, 2010.
A catastrophic explosion leads to the worst oil spill in U.S. history.
Redefining life on the Gulf Coast.
May 1st, 2011.
Justice has been done!
As U.S. forces conduct an operation that kills mastermind terrorist Osama bin Laden.
Former President George W. Bush declares the operation a momentous achievement.
That marks a victory for America.
For people who seek peace around the world.
And for all those who lost loved ones on September 11th, 2001.
December 21st, 2012.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Not!
In 2012 and 2013,
our nation reeled at the acts of violence committed against our children in schools
and our citizens at public events.
It's been a long and winding road.
For 237 years, we've overcome wars, depressions, and civil unrest.
Because our people had faith in each other.
And faith in God.
And now with hope, we look forward to the next chapter in our country's history.
Okay, guys, pastor's kind of give us the eyeball there. I think we need to wrap it up.
Like I said, never trust an actor.
Happy birthday, America! Woo!
Sixthfold. The sixthfold is where our hearts reside. Our allegiance to our country, our faith, and our Bible. I'm going to ask you all to please stand and join us as we pledge allegiance to our flag, pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Bible.
To the American flag. Ready? And I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. To the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
And now our pledge to the Bible.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Thank you. You may be seated. You know, we all learned something. And I had no idea we had a Pledge of Allegiance to the Bible. I'm glad we do. The seventh fold. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces. For it is through the armed forces of our country that we are protected, and it protects our flag from all our enemies. Illustrated this morning by This Is America.
you've served in any of the branches of the armed forces of the United States of America, when you hear your anthem being sung, we would ask that you would stand proudly so that we may honor you and say thank you for a job well done.
The United States Army. In World War I, 4,057,101 soldiers served valiantly on the field of battle. For all the men and women of the Army throughout our history, our salute!
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. In and out, hear them shout, counter marching all about, and those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high, E, and we'll fill the tillery. Count out your numbers loud and strong. 2, 3, 4, hut, 2, 3. And wherever you go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along.
The United States Navy. In World War II, 4,183,466 men and women answered the call to protect our country. To every member of the Navy on every battlefront, we salute you.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college shores, we sail at break of day, 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 day.
The United States Coast Guard. During the Korean War, 44,143 members of the Coast Guard fought bravely for freedom's preservation. To the many generations of Coast Guard veterans, our gratitude and our salute.
We're always ready for the call. We place our trust in thee. To win our victory. Semper Paratus is our guide, our pledge, our motto too. We're always ready to or die. Our Coast Guard, we fight for you.
The United States Marines. In the Vietnam War, 794,000 Marines served their country with valor and honor. To every member of the Marine Corps who served in every conflict, we salute you.
From the halls of Montezuma
to the shores of Tripoli,
we will fight our country's battles. We fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines.
The United States Air Force. During the Persian Gulf War, 50,751 Air Force pilots put their lives on the line for the defense of freedom. To all the men and women of the Air Force who have continuously served their country, our salute.
Off we go into the wide blue yonder, climbing high into the sky. Here they come, soaring to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give it a gun. Down we die, spouting our flame from under, up with one terrible roar. Nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. Army. Navy. Coast Guard. Marines. Air Force.
I don't know why, but that gets me every single time. Know that here with us this morning are men and women who fought for this great country, fought for you and I. Oh, that we would never forget their sacrifices. We would never forget their time in duty. I think we as Americans are very, very quick to forget, church. And I just pray that after the service, for those that stood, that the rest of us would go and just thank them for what they did. Because of that, you and I are here, free. The eighth fold. The eighth fold is a remembrance of those who entered into the valley of the shadow of death. And every 4th of July, when I think of the valley of the shadow of death, I think of the letter that my mother has. You see, when I was a year old, my dad, who served in the Korean War, was killed on stateside. But she has a letter where my dad had sent to my mom. And one night, the darkest part of the night, you could hear a pin drop, quiet as can be. They're all bunkered in their foxholes, waiting for the enemy to come. They knew that the enemy was coming. And all of a sudden, the Americans decided to shoot flares. And as the flares went up into the sky, and they burst in the sky, the letter that my dad wrote to my mom said that all of a sudden, with the sky lit, you could see thousands of Koreans coming towards them, like ants. The valley of the shadow of death. You and I may not understand the emotion, the feeling that they may have when they see multitudes upon multitudes coming towards them. But I know how I feel this morning because of my father and many others who fought. They're in the valley of the shadow of death. They're facing death so that you and I may experience life this day. The eightfold is a remembrance of those who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, illustrated by letters from war.
On that bright summer's day, found a letter from her son in a war far away. He spoke of the weather and good friends that he'd made. Said, I've been thinking about
I was there.
then 2 years later, autumn leaves all around. A car pulled in the driveway and she fell to the ground. And out stepped a captain where her boy used to stand. He said, "Mom, I'm following orders. Mom, I've got
That one gets to me too. I know it gets to Jack here. The ninth fold. The ninth fold is a tribute to the women and the mothers of this great nation. You see, it is through their faith, their love, their loyalty, and devotion that molded the character of the men and women who have made this country great. And we see this expressed in 2 Timothy, where Paul is talking to Timothy, and Paul says this to Timothy. He says, "I am mindful of the sincere faith that's within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice." And he goes on to say, "And I'm sure that it is in you as well." This morning, if I can have the lights, please. I'd like to have every mother in this place where you have a son and or a daughter that's serving in the military right now. Could you please stand? Stand up here. Let's give them a hand. This morning, I bless you with peace. I bless you with comfort. And I bless you with a knowledge that God, our Father, which is in heaven, is watching over your son or your daughter this morning. God bless you for what you have done and what you have imparted in your sons and daughters. It's because of them that makes this country great. Thank you very much. The tenfold, which is a tribute to the men and the fathers of our great nation. For they too have given their sons and daughters for the defense of our country. Fathers as well as mothers are role models for our connection to God, our connection to our families, and our connection to the church. Again, if I might have the lights, may I ask for every father who may have a son or daughter serving in the military. Would you please stand? And we have Jack here who's standing already. He has a son. And I bless you this morning also with the same strength and comfort and knowledge that the Father in heaven is watching over your sons and your daughters. So Father God, this morning, as we have prayed for mothers and fathers, let your hand just go wherever their sons or daughters may be, even now, Father. Would you allow for your hands to go and touch them even now, Father. that they may walk under your wings for their protection. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus Christ we pray. And everyone said, Amen. The 11th fold. The 11th fold reminds us of our Hebrew scripture roots. As born again believers here this morning, we are to keep our eyes upon the promises and the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, illustrated this morning by the blessing song.
Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Our sons, like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace.
The 12th fold. The 12th fold speaks and represents God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father who loves us, the Son who died for us, and the Holy Spirit who guides us. The Father, whose love was so immense towards humanity that He sent His only Son to die for you and me. The desire for relationship drove His love to do what mankind cannot easily comprehend. The Son, who like His Father, loved you and I so much that He took on the worst punishment imaginable of that day, to hang and die on the cross. The cross that speaks of His death today for you and I speaks of life. And the Holy Spirit, yes, our guide and our teacher. But most importantly, the Bible says He pours the love of God into our hearts. The same love that moved the Father to send His Son is the same love that drove His Son to the cross. This love is a love that the Holy Spirit this day pours into our hearts. And last but not least, the 13th fold. The 13th fold, or when the flag is completely folded. The stars are facing up, which reminds you and I of our nation's motto, "In God we trust." And this morning, we'll illustrate this with "There She Stands."
Stand. stand the test of time. And through it all, the fools have fallen.
Lights, please. Throughout time, be it war, conflict, be it eternal or external, this flag, this symbol of freedom, has stood the time. And I'm going to be honest with you right now. It bothers me with the thought of taking our freedom away. And it seems like right now, this flag, this freedom, this symbol of freedom is under attack. And I believe that it is time that we as the church, the body of Christ, that we would stand together, stand united, believing in this flag and the freedom that it provides. For I'm telling you guys that if we don't stand and begin to vocalize what we believe, what we see, what we have experienced, there's going to be other forces that are going to come and take that freedom that you and I enjoy this day. We cannot forget what this flag represents. It is our freedom. It is our liberty. Too many men and women have given their lives for us to forget. I'm not saying that we can't have freedom of speech. Absolutely. I'm just saying that if you want to speak what you believe in, then give me equal time so that I may speak on what I believe in. Freedom. Freedom. In God we trust. Because that's the second thing. It's coming across as, you know, freedom of. But really, when you look at and listen to everything that's going on right now, the aim, I believe, the goal is to take God out of. But you can't take God out of what He birthed. Thirdly, this same God who birthed this country is the same God who sent His Son so that you and I may walk in freedom. Church, let's stop taking this freedom for granted. Paul says, because we are under the dispensation of grace, does that mean that we can go and sin and do whatever? He says, God forbid. We can't do that. What if you and I were to walk in this freedom that others may see, that others may long for? Because I happen to believe that the freedom that the Bible has given us through His Son, that's the freedom that really, truly liberates. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's the freedom that you and I need to walk in. That's the freedom that you and I need to begin to speak out. Let others who may want and need and desire this freedom, let them see that freedom in you and I this day. God, our Father, gave us this country for freedom's sake. God, our Father, sent His Son for freedom's sake. I'm going to ask everyone to please bow your heads. From a spiritual standpoint, if there's anyone here this morning that may be in bondage or a slave to a particular vice, that's just eating at your peace, eating at your well-being, just stealing life from you. with no one looking. If that's you, may I see your hand, please? I see that hand. I see those hands, yes. Well, today is the day where I believe God the Father, when He sent His Son, was for this day so that you may be set free. Can someone say amen? I'm going to ask everyone to please join me in prayer and repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning, thanking you for your Son who died for me to set me free from my sin and everything else that has a hold of me. Jesus, forgive me of my sins today. Remove that burden. Remove the pressures. Remove whatever is keeping me from you. I thank you, my Father, for your Son who died for me. And I receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior this morning. If you prayed that prayer, I'm telling you, Jesus is in you to set you free. Can someone say amen? Amen. We serve a mighty God, and we live in a mighty country. Let's go this day, and from this day going forward, remember what the flag means to you and I. Amen?
Amen.
So let us now enjoy, I think, what we have in closing. God bless you. Have a great, great weekend, and enjoy the 4th of July. God bless you.
We'll be right back.
Did you enjoy that this morning? I got to say, isn't it nice to see our young people up here? I'm so proud of you guys. I'm proud of all of our adults as well, but I'm proud to have our young people involved in raising up the next generation of production around here. So we want to remind you guys, inside of your wire, there's a flyer for Panda Express. 20% of your proceeds will go back to EF Productions when you eat at Panda Express from any time now until 10 o'clock tonight. So drive through, grab Panda, but you got to give them the flyer. You guys in the middle section here, it looks like you're riding a school bus, church bus, whatever, it's cool. If you guys would help us and stack each of those in rows of five, we got to clear those out for tonight. So reminder, there's no evening service tonight because of the USO.